This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back to Mahomes.
Yes.
No, they're not committing nearly enough resources to him. The fact that, and look, tight end, spoiled, right? We got Travis Kelce. We don't have to, like, throw numbers at that position. We're not lucky, but, you know, we wisely got Gray, who I think would be a starting NFL tight end for probably 12 teams in the NFL, maybe 15 if you're feeling friendly. But Pacheco, like, he's a good running back, but all you've committed is a sixth? Or a seventh, sorry, a seventh?
Seventh, yeah.
Since the time he signed the contract. And like part of that is because they were still feeling out the first round pick they'd spent on Kadarius.
Yeah.
The seconds are probably the closest to that and like worthy with the first, but like, yeah, you should probably be committing more resources to it.
But I'm saying, I don't know if you're going to get a huge drastic shift this year other than at running back where we know Brett Veach essentially yesterday said they're drafting a running back. Now, where it's going to happen, who knows? But they're drafting a running back less than a week from now. By this, I don't know if it'll be by this time next week because I don't think they're drafting one in the first round. But by this time,
but they should take a tight end and a running back and a wide receiver. See, two offensive players this year.
Yeah, they're going to probably go running back and wide receiver at some point in the draft. You think they're going to draft a tight end as well? I don't know. To me, I'm just looking at the tight end room while this is probably it for Kelce. Jared Wiley's a wild card at this point after the injury. Noah Gray's just signed a new contract, so he's the number two tight end. Could be a number one next year if they don't replace somebody. I don't think they're going to be all that aggressive at tight end in the draft, I guess is all I'm saying. They've got plenty of numbers for this year at the tight end position that, to me, if you're worried that he retires Kelce after this year, then next year in the draft, you want to spend a premium pick next year and go get one, by all means, and have the rookie paired up with Noah Gray in 2026.
You can live.
I'm good with that.
It's not even necessarily like tight end. It's just, I think you might be better finding the playmaker there than at wide receiver. I'm just saying, like, running back's a given. We all agree, no questions. They should take a running back. We all have the guy we like. But they should take one more offensive skill position, at least one more offensive skill position player to go with it. It's nowhere close to the Aaron Rodgers things. They've already taken more first-round picks at that premium position than they have at any point during the Aaron Rodgers era. But this goes back to maybe an offseason conversation we had not long after they lost the Super Bowl, which is, I kind of think they should refuse to go into whatever the first day of the season is, September 5th, 6th, whatever the hell it is this year, going in not thinking we are a top two offense again. And the way to do that is to inundate him with weapons because that's what they were. When it was Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Sammy Watkins and all these guys together, when they had like a really powerful unit, and they had a better offensive line than two, but when they had a really powerful unit, I'm not saying it's more or less likely. I'm just saying like you can't park the Ferrari forever, right? You gotta let him get out and drive. Everything should be going 10, 15 yards down the field.
The thing that we're gonna all find out the answer to, clearly a big chunk of their belief, unless they surprise in the draft, is that hey, the offense in large part last year, as much as we focus on the O-line issues, in large part is, well, Hollywood Brown barely played due to injury. Xavier Worthy ended up being much more of a factor, and Rashee Rice got hurt in week 4. And so part of it is, you know, is there some risk with it? For sure there's some risk, but part of it is they feel like at some point next year, maybe it takes till week six to have it happen, but they will have a worthy Brown Rice wide receiver room. And then, they add an explosive back to go with Pacheco. And in their mind, that's a huge upgrade in the offense, like that they believed last year the offense would have been a top five offense. If it wasn't for the injuries. Now, the injury risk is still going to be there, right? There's some guys with some injury history, even though I do believe we don't need to get into the whole back and forth about it again. But Hollywood Brown, I do consider that a fluke injury when it happens on the first play in preseason. And it was an injury that nobody else has ever had happen before in the league other than Tyreek Hill. So, that's just unfortunate.
That's just unfortunate.
Man. You're right, S. Cap, I'm not hurt. None of that S. Save that S. I'm in a body cast right now at this point.
Was that Kadarius Toney? It must have been.
Cody reading rap lyrics.
Yeah, you know, it's good stuff. You're right about the Hollywood. Look, I wouldn't necessarily disagree that the Hollywood Brown injury, but like, he's still, like, the previous 2 years, he was an injured player in three of the previous four. So
that was playing in, like, last year he missed more than even then. Like, that's why it's different.
Normally he played between 12 and 14.
Yeah, you want to say you only think he's going to play 12 or 14 this year, then that's fine, right?
I would probably set the over-under at 12.5 for him.
Yeah, last year was to me, was just fluky. It wasn't even, like, a soft tissue hamstring injury. I mean, it was such a fluky thing. Literally on the first play.
Yeah. It's just
dangerous,
like,
chest injury, right? Or sternoclavicular.
Yeah. Now, look, I'll say, like, based on that, it'd be like, yeah, I just assume that even if he didn't have that injury, he would have missed four games because he's an injury, because he has a long injury history.
I mean, someone said, like, Rashee Rice.
12 games would be a lot more than they got last year. Rashee Rice playing the entire season would be a lot more than they got last year. Like, injuries tend to ebb and flow a little bit. I presume, like you do, that they will have better injury luck, that they won't lose their starting running back, two starting wide receivers. They won't have their starting defensive end for half the year and everything else.
And there'll be other injuries, don't get me wrong. Though, unfortunately, there'll be other guys that get hurt, but someone on the text line said it's true. Like the Rashee Rice one, you could put that in the fluke category. Happened on an interception from Mahomes. He's trying to run back and make a tackle, and unfortunately, we all know what happened there, and his season was done.
But also we're different players, right? I'm not worried about
I'm just making it more about hey, their thought process is we're gonna have everybody. This was wide receiver room. In their mind, the wide receiver room was fine last year. The injuries is why it was a problem.
I don't think that's crazy at all.
And is there a little risk with that? Sure, but that I think that was clearly how they approached this offseason. They truly believe that they had the right three wide receivers to run the room. Just they weren't on the field at the same time, and that's going to be the big question heading into 2025.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.